The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Dear Millennials, the wait is over. A show for us, by us. This is The Darren Mason Show.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Darren, and you are tuning into the Hottest Saturday Night Show on the radio, The Darren Mason Show. And we have a full show for you tonight, as we do each and every Saturday. We have a special guest, my good friend, my sis, Miss Felicia, who is just thebomb.com. And so she's going to be hanging out with us for the all night. So we about to cut it up. But before we get started, you know, we definitely have to start off the show by thanking my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to my family, my beautiful wife Sabrina, the two kids, DJ and Dalia, and to the village, my mama, daddy, auntie, sister, uncle, cousin, mentors, mentees, to everybody. And definitely shout out to you, our radio fam, because without you, it would be no us. And thank you for choosing to ride with the crew on this Saturday night. And before we get things started, you know, we got to go to the Darren Song of the Week, the song that just really ministered to me this week and got us through. It is from no other the legend herself, Miss Lauryn Hill, Peace of Mind.
I gotta find peace of mind.
I know they're not recording.
I gotta find peace of mind.
See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find words to say. Mad with me, I have no identity. All that I've known is gone, all I was building on. I want to walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands, touch my mouth with your hands. To
devotion last. Now that I know the truth, now that is no excuse keeping me from your love. What was I thinking of? Holding me from your love. What was I thinking of? You are my peace of mind that old me is left behind. You are my
up, fam. So that was the Darren song of the week. When I tell you that song got me through, that was the none other than the legend herself, Miss Lauryn Hill, with Peace of Mind. And so now it's time to check in with the sisters of the show. Sisters, I need you to check in with me in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, my sisters?
Hey.
So we have a special guest joining us in this segment. So I just want to let the sisters check in. But before we bring in the guest in our next segment, Miss Tay, Miss Simone, how was y'all week?
It was good. My week was good.
It was good. I like that. I like that.
Listen, I had a shift in this week, so I'm just praising God that He's just going to do what He needs to do so I can get through. In Jesus' name, let's all touch and agree.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, come on. And the thing about it, that you called it last week.
I did.
You said, Simone, what do we do in the season of shift?
Mm.
And so that praise report right now. And but while we checking in, Mr. Chuck, who's another special guest that's in the studio?
Apologize in advance if y'all hear a 1 year old in the background. That is my son Gabriel. You know, we take our babies to work.
Hey, that's what we do. We starting them young,
right?
So we're going to the Gabe show real soon.
Yes,
but shout out to Mr. Gabriel. And so now we finna go straight into it. Let's go straight into the sister let's chat segment.
Let's chat. All right. Tonight we have the hottest segment. I'm sorry, Simone. I'm always going to do this on this show. It's called Sis, Let's Chat. And we have a special guest that will be joining in our conversation, Miss Felicia. Go ahead and introduce yourself before we get started, girl.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here. My name's Felicia with Felicia V Photography. I'm a full-time wedding and lifestyle photographer. I'm also the owner of Lovely Jewels, which is a custom jewelry company, and I also wrote a book on Amazon called How to Get Your Child into Paid Modeling.
Well, I need to read that book because Gabriel needs to make some money.
Yes, right. Make their own money, y'all. Yes. That's what I'm instilling in my own daughter. So,
yes, I love it. I love it. And Gabriel actually agrees in the background. But tonight, our topic is setback for the setup. Will you let it go? So, Simone, I'll start with you first. How do you feel about that?
Well, setback for the setup. How I feel is that it's just timing. Like Darren said on the first show, everything is about timing. You think you're set back, but you're not. It's just a setup for something greater, something better. Everything God has for you.
Amen. All right, Miss Felicia, let me hear what you have to say about that. How do you feel?
So I definitely feel that that setback, you just have to know that God is, like she said, setting you up for a major comeback, not just a regular comeback, like a super major comeback. And it's hard to understand when you're going through it, but you, if you listen to what I say, you go through it, you got to get to the other end.
Amen.
You're
going through it. Yes. Go ahead, Darren.
I want to hear from you. This is
such a great idea.
See, I let you slide last week. No, you tell me.
Y'all should have saw how you were just looking at me, too. Well, for me, I guess this speaks volumes to me because I've been experiencing a lot of setbacks. And I know that, like you said, it's preparing me for my setup or my come up or my glow up, I should say. So I know that the subtopic is, will you let it go? And I have to, this is something personally that I had to go through. I had to let go all of that dead weight. Mm-hmm. So I knew if I didn't let go of that dead weight, God wasn't going to give me what he promised me, all the desires of my heart that align with him. Yes. So letting go is difficult, but we have to do it. Because if we don't do it, God is not going to give us what, you know, what he promised us. So now you got my peace. Go ahead,
So I'm tagged in. Thank you, sisters.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm definitely excited about this topic because this shows really the value to me of like everything that we talked about.
Right.
And because the enemy sometimes tries to make you think that the setback or whatever situation happens, that's what was supposed to be.
Right.
And so, and he take credit for it.
He does.
Or we give him credit for it. You know, a setback technically is just something that may have been a delay in the process.
Delayed, so, but not denied.
But every time we see a delay, we say, man, the devil did that. And it's not really that. It's just a part of the human experience
the
on
process.
Earth.
The process.
And so what happened is that, you know, when you allow the setback to define you, it's now a setback.
Right.
But if you allow a situation or that delay that happens, just be a delay, then that's the setup.
Right.
Because when we talked about before, when God gives you the patience to go through the process, he's protecting. And so in that setback, you know, it's only a setback if you allow yourself to sit in it and to dwell in it.
Right.
And so, I think we have a caller in.
Yes, let's see who called in.
The first
caller. All right, Bella.
Hey, caller, this is Darren. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Carrie.
This is Carrie the Dreamer out of Tallahassee, Florida. How are you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here with y'all.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And so, for you, those of you who are not yet familiar with Carrie the Dreamer, he is the hottest and one of my favorite artists in the kingdom, from praise and worship to ministry to rapping to singing, whatever God needs him to do, he can do it. And I'm so glad that you called, and I think you're the first caller.
Caller
on the show. Come on, man. So that means a lot to me, bro. I really appreciate it. And so I don't know if you're hearing our chat or what we're talking about the setback. It's really the setup for what God is about to do. So you got any thoughts on that, bro?
Oh yeah. Don't be distracted, man. Don't be distracted. Wow. It's just negative confirmation.
Wow.
Because if God told you something, he is not a man that he should lie. He's going
that's good.
To do it. You just got to give faith time to operate, to show you what faith gets you. You get what I'm saying? Don't give up before faith comes to full fruition.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
I like that. And I like the point that where he says, you know, that don't get distracted. And if God told us something, know that it's going to come into fruition. Because sometimes we feel like, okay, God, I know you said this. But when we get something thrown at us, we're like, hold on.
We're like, hold on, God.
I know you told me this, but I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. So we're going to continue this conversation. But in the meantime, between time, since I got my brother on the call, on the phone right now, can you tell us about your new single that's really been blessed? And I think it's timing of based on the conversation, and we're going to drop it. So you're going to hear it first, this single from my boy Carrie. So talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so my new single is called Petition, and it's basically just everybody, we got all these, you know, campaigns for petitioning people, but we really need to petition in God. You know, God is the person that can solve all our problems. So, you know, everybody, let's go ahead and go to the source, which is God. Let's petition him.
Amen.
So this is our new segment. It's called Lit or Nah. And so we're going to play it here. Carry the Dreamer petitions. So you heard it first. And let us know, is this song lit or nah? Something right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and cast my vote. It's lit. I'm on fire over here.
Yeah, that was lit. That was lit. I was over here bopping for real. Gabe was bopping to it. So yeah, that was lit.
Felicia.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with lit. It's you lit. Did a great job.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Simone. I know my husband will like it too.
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Leah. What you think, Miss Simone?
It's very lit. I even did the Millie Rock.
All right, so bro. We just going to let you close it out and just share us the thoughts and how can we follow you?
Okay, man. I just want to say thank y'all so much for this opportunity, man. Praise God. You know that y'all enjoyed it. You can follow me at Carry the Dreamer. That's CARYTHE Dreamer on all platforms. Carry the Dreamer. And to close it, let's see. Okay. Oh my God. I want to encourage everybody to know that you are the dream, okay? You are the dream. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, but I want to let you know that you are the dream. You are God's dream to this earth. And all you have to do is just become, and you will see the manifestation of what God promised you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, bro. I love you and I appreciate you. And there, just send my love to the fam and to your new little one, man. Congratulations, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bro. I love y'all, man.
All right. So next, we're going to go straight into Simone Talks on the Clock. So let's hear what this is when our sister Simone, she shares with us some tips about fashion, mental health, and whatever's on her heart.
On the clock.
What's up, millennials? It's Simone Talks on the Clock. The power of social media is crazy. Like, look what the chicken sandwich did for Popeyes. Reportedly, all this social media buzz is equivalent to 23.25 million in advertising value. So I'm here with three social media tips for the week. Number one, create engaging content. The more engagement you get, the more you'll be seen by others. Number two, post consistently. You can't expect people to support you if they don't see you on their timeline a lot. And number three, collaborate with others. If you want to go fast,
go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Ooh. Amen. Girl. Okay.
Come with Simone.
Hold on, Simone.
You are off the clock, but can you repeat that last one again?
Okay. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Amen. We got to do this together.
So,
unity.
So, back to the conversation. So, you hit it right there. The setback for the setup. Will you let it go? And typically when we're in that setback stage, you feel alone.
Right.
You feel lonely.
Right.
You feel, you know, like, man, you know, how am I going to get out of this? How is this going to happen? So,
right.
Felicia, I want to know, like, how did you get through it? Because, you know, people see you now. Mm-hmm. And I knew you forever. I knew you before you was Miss Felicia. And you knew me before I was there.
Yes.
But how did you get to that point in those moments where setback after setback after mm-hmm. setback to now that you're a wife, you're a mom, you have your own businesses, you're building your own empire, your own brand. You know, talk to us about that moment.
Well, prayer definitely is everything. Like you, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have God, to be honest with you, because it was some moments where I'm like, man, can I really do this? Like, can I really be a full-time photographer? Can I really just be home with my daughter? So it just came down to not stopping. Mm. Keep going. Do it scared or don't do it at all.
Oh, that's good. So I like that.
Do it scared or not do it at all. Because if you do nothing, you'll stay right where you are.
Right.
So I decided to jump and go for it. So.
I like that. I'm going to ask some more questions real quick. But before we do that, we're going to go to our old school joint of the week. And this is where we just pick a song of the crew that reminds us back of our children church days, our usher board days, time that just take us back. And this old school joint is from Miss Vicky Winans.
Ooh.
Long as I got King Jesus.
Oh, you took us way back.
Old school joint of the week.
I feel like having a little church this evening. About show is on.
Tonight,
hottest Saturday night show on the radio, the Darren Mason Show. You are listening to the hottest Saturday night show on the radio, the Darren Mason Show.
Whoo!
But that took me back.
Man, that took me back. So shout out to all the praise dancers. You know, every church had that praise dance. They was dancing every
with the flyers.
But, yeah.
With the flyers, with the flags. I was one.
Yeah. Man. So we're going to go back to the conversation. So Felicia, I wanted to give you 30 seconds and just really minister to that sister or that brother who is at that setback stage and just really minister to them because, you know, they see you now and it looks like you have it all, but I know you have those moments for yourself.
So I would just say
like I was saying a little bit earlier, just keep going. You can't stop. You cannot stop no matter what. You have to keep going. Pray through those hard times. When it's really hard, just pray through it. Cry through it. You can cry. Mm-hmm. That releases a lot, just crying, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And praying and crying out to God. Talk to your significant other. If you don't have that significant other, guess what? God. You talk to Jesus, and you have a come to Jesus moment. Make a plan. Mm. And understand that plan may not go like you want it to go, because God has his own plan for your life. And just know that it's all going to work out, because like the Bible says, all things work together for the good, right? So that bad is actually working for your good, I promise. And just keep going. I can't say that enough. Keep going. So, Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless me. And I appreciate that.
You're okay, welcome. Felicia got some oil.
Come on. They say bye, Felicia, but we say keep going. Right.
That's so funny. I tell my clients that at the end of our session, you can tell me bye now.
That's good. So, yes. Well, we're not going to say bye to you just yet.
Nope.
And so we're going to go ahead and see what's been buzzing. So, Mr. Shante, what's the social media buzz?
Okay, so last week I kind of introduced this, but I really, really, really want to talk about this Drop It Low for Jesus song.
Oh, boy.
So I want us to play a little snippet of it, and I just want to get you guys' thoughts and reactions about it. So for me, listen, it's a little catchy. I'm not even going to lie. Drop a Low Jesus is a little catchy. It's very, very catchy. And so I'm just telling y'all to prepare yourselves when you listen to it. Keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. Keep an open mind.
Here we go. Drop a Low for Jesus.
Look at someone already. This song was taught to us by our very own pastor, Pastor James. When we was just this little.
Free Pastor James!
My man loves me. He provides for me. He protects me. So tonight, I'm gonna drop it low just for him.
Drop it low for Jesus. Keep the Lord in mind. When you dirty wine, drop it for Jesus.
In the club, yeah. Shake it to the floor and show it love.
Yeah.
I'm on the grind, cause for my sins he died.
Died.
Cause I know I'll be at the pearly gates for show. I'll be in the number when the trumpet starts to blow. But tonight I gotta drop it low.
Drop it low. Got the music.
God loving music. Give it up again for what's your name?
Renita.
Renita, y'all. Yes. There will never be on this program again.
Man. So what's the background of this song, Mr. Shante?
Well, I believe it came from a sketch called The Sherman Show.
Okay. I did hear about that.
Yeah, so it's very, very new, but I really, when I heard it, I was like, okay. I don't know how I feel about it, but when I kept listening to it, I'm not gonna lie, the vibe to it is like, okay.
It's a catchy. Little married song.
It's a little catchy. It's something a little for the married folks,
you know? Would you play this with Lee?
It's like, right when they get to the Jesus, probably be like, okay, wait, mid breakdown, right. It's like, okay, wait, stop. They said Jesus, so yeah, I'm not dropping nothing low. Yeah. Right.
Not today. I definitely agree with you. Simone, what's your thoughts on this?
I'm not dropping nothing low for
but
Jesus.
But you was up here singing it, though.
It's very catchy, like you said.
Yeah.
But it is not appropriate for me to be dropping it low for Jesus.
All right. Well, if you guys have any thoughts, you know to hit us up on at Darren on Radio on Instagram and the Darren Mason Show on Facebook.
All right. So now we're going to go to our final segment of the show. It's the Darren Millennials. And this is just where that I share with you what God placed in my heart, similar to the Apostle Paul when he gave letters to the church. And on tonight, I want to leave you with 2 Corinthians 2:2. Through 11, and it says the focus of my letter wasn't on punishing the offender, but on getting you to take responsibility for the health of the church. So if you forgive him, I forgive you. Don't think I'm carrying around a list of personal grudges. The fact is that I'm joining in with your forgiveness as Christ is with us, guiding us. After all, we don't want the unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We are open for yet more mischief. We are not oblivious to his sly ways. And so I want to leave with you is do not be distracted. And I think Brother Carey hit that perfectly. Of that, if you're at this moment of a setback, that this is not your moment to give up, to give in, to throw it in the towel. But it's your moment to really press forward, press towards the mark. And, and with this, just really, really just want to challenge each and every one of our listeners on today is that when you have that setback, be focused, because this is really your setup. And let whatever those distractions are, let it go. Amen. Good night. Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Welcome to the hottest Saturday night show on the radio, The Darren Mason Show.
Thank you for tuning in to The Darren Mason Show. We hope that this broadcast was impactful to you and your family. To follow our ministry, visit DarrenAMason.com to stay connected.